Hosts, let's get real. Is your short-term rental truly protected? And no, we're not talking about air cover. That's not your insurance. It's Airbnb's. If you're relying on air cover or a standard homeowner's or landlord policy, you're leaving yourself exposed.
Exactly. Air cover only applies to Airbnb bookings, and you have no control over how claims are handled. You might be thinking, what about my homeowner's or landlord policy? Well, they're not designed for short-term rentals. That means guest-caused damage, lost revenue, even liability claims could come out of your pocket.
But here's the solution: Proper Insurance. They offer one complete policy built specifically for short-term rental owners. It replaces inadequate homeowners or landlord coverage and gives you protection for property, liability, and even revenue loss if your rental is out of commission.
What we love about Proper is that they cover every booking, Airbnb, Vrbo, direct bookings, and even protect you during your personal use or vacancy period. Their expertise in short-term rentals mean they understand the unique risks you face as a host.
Don't wait until something happens to realize that you're not covered. Visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to schedule your free risk assessment today.
Click the link in our show notes or visit www.properinsurance.com/TFE to get started. Proper Insurance will review your current policy, point out any gaps, and help you build a plan to protect your property and income.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor. Choosing the right property management system is a big decision. We did our research. There are so many options and features out there, but we've used Hostfully for years, and it's the best fit for our business.
Exactly. Hostfully isn't just a PMS. It is the backbone of how we operate. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com is seamless, so no double bookings and no stress.
And the custom guidebooks, total game changer. Our guests get everything they need, like check-in details and our favorite restaurant recommendations, before they even have to ask.
Plus, Hostfully integrates with everything: guest screening, payments, and even our in-house damage waiver. It's saved us so much time. And now their new Inbox AI is another time saver. It pulls from our guidebooks, property details, and even the surrounding area to help us respond quickly to guest questions.
TFE listeners get $100 off onboarding with code TFE100 at hostfully.com/TFE. The link's in the show notes, so book your demo today.
Annette, have you ever noticed how much time and energy goes into managing those small but essential tasks, like getting the trash bins out to the curb and back?
Totally. Trash valet is one of those things that has to get done every single time, no exceptions. But you don't want to ask your guests. They're there to enjoy their stay, not take on chores like taking out the trash. And cleaners, either they have too much on their plate or they may not even be there that day.
Hosts, if this sounds familiar, let us introduce you to Fido. Fido specializes in bin-to-curb trash valet, making sure your bins are where they need to be on time, every time.
And Fido doesn't stop there. They also handle excess trash hauling and pre-stay inspections with tech-enabled systems designed specifically for short-term rental hosts. So you aren't left wondering, did the trash bins actually get taken to the curb?
And right now, TFE listeners can get their first month of bin-to-curb service completely free.
So what are you waiting for? Head to getfido.com/TFE to sign up today and see how Fido can take those small but essential tasks off your plate.
Because when you hand off the small tasks, you gain the time and focus to grow your business where it really matters. Growing your team is not just about freeing up your time. It's a sign that your business is really taking off. I know when we finally decided it was time to hire, and it was such a nerve-wracking decision to make. But when we did, we could have never imagined the positive impact it would have on our time and on our goals.
I think a lot of us feel that we should be able to handle everything ourselves, but there's power in knowing when to bring in help. And that's where Extent Team comes in. They're experts in providing remote team members who specialize in hospitality and understand the unique needs of the short-term rental world, like guest communication, reservations, and even bookkeeping.
And here's the thing. Hiring isn't just about doing more. It is about doing better. With a team, you get to focus on what you're great at, while your Extend team member supports you on the rest. It's a win-win that helps you keep growing while keeping your standards high.
So if you're ready to bring on a team member and really level up, check out Extend Team. They make hiring easy, professional, and empowering, and you won't believe how affordable they've made it for hosts with one property or hosts with multiple properties.
Click the link in the show notes to book your free demo today with Extend Team and see how they can support your hosting business. Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode off like we do each and every week. And that is featuring one of you, our listeners, who is heading on over to strshare.com, sharing everything about your property that you can so that we could share it here on the podcast on our Instagram. I will always say Instagram channel, and you will always laugh at me, Annette.
Yeah, it's not a channel.
Our Instagram account.
We have a YouTube channel.
Okay. On our Instagram account, Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at MN Lake Stay. Again, MN Lake Stay. And two really cool things I want to highlight in this property. One is that they have equipped their basement is more of I've seen a lot of game rooms. This one seems a little more focused towards adults. It's like a card table, a bar area, foosball. It has a much more adult vibe. I like it. It has cool prohibition wallpaper.
It looks sophisticated game.
Yes, that's it. Like sophisticated. Like we're going to go down there, play some games, but like a nice marble round table with nice chairs, nice leather bar stools, which is just, you don't see that often. A lot of times it's much more like
kid-focused.
Right. Not that this property isn't kid-friendly, but this basement is more adult-focused where the kids could, I'm sure they could play big board games too. The other thing that I love, haven't seen this too much on properties. I see this a lot around town at bars and restaurants, but they have one on their property. It's the use of an igloo outside. Just again, like an experience, an amenity.
That's true. That's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, it's so brilliant. So go to their account, check it out. They've got the metal and plastic igloo. It looks pretty big, but they've outfitted it too. Like there's chairs in there, there's blankets, and just something fun to do. Like it's going to stop the scroll. Like, oh, that could be fun to do. And I know that's why bars and restaurants do it too. It's like, oh, it's an amenity. It's the winter. You've got to try to like.
It's for me though, where like, I don't want to go glamping in your globe. I would like to go out there for a moment and then go back inside to the home.
And what's funny, you know what? I just actually enjoyed one of these igloos. It was on the roof of actually a hotel because we were, we went to the spa there, and after the spa, we went outside on the roof, and they had igloos there for post services, and it was lovely. We had a cheese board, a glass of champagne. It was great. So they have it here. I think it's an amenity they just added, and they're like, hey, they're going to keep it out in the summertime too. I don't know if you're going to get hot in there, but why not try it? But I think that's a way to get creative with something that overall is safe. It doesn't need to be cleaned. It doesn't, you know, there's not like a lot that needs to happen. I mean, it needs to be
picked
up. Not
overdone.
It's not overdone. No, I have not seen that. Like I said, that's the first time that I've seen that on a property. So well done at MN Lake Stays. Check them out. Give them some like, give them some love.
With that, let's head into our episode. And I feel like I'm taking you all through this journey of our tried and true tech stack options that we've chosen in our co-hosting company. And today we have the CEO and co-founder of Hostfully. It is the PMS that we have used since end of 18, 2019, right around that time. So I actually get a compliment from my friend here, Annette, that I haven't been PMS hopping because I haven't needed to.
It's a waste
of loyal.
It's a waste. Well, it's also, I just can't waste time. I know how to use it. It works for me. And their customer service is excellent. So we talk about that.
And you could constantly get in the feature function comparison. Margo brings that up and you're like, you'll get caught in that cycle of if you're just always comparing features and functions. Like you just know what it is. You've stayed loyal. And
yeah.
I just locked it. You're locked in.
I'm locked in. I'm not mad about it either. So if you are right now, if you're shopping for a PMS, if you're considering one, even if it's not Hostfully, I think this conversation is really interesting from the perspective of a PMS creator and someone who is at the forefront of what hosts want in their PMS right now. So there's features or functions that you don't even know that you needed. This could be an interesting episode for you to make, put on your list and take that to the calls that you should be having with these companies and interviewing them so you can make a decision that's great for you.
Yeah, and there are some basic direct booking hot tips, pro tips in here also.
A little bit more about Margo Shmorak. She's not only the CEO and co-founder of a property management company and one of the leading software providers in the short-term rental industry, but like a lot of us, she is multifaceted. So I think it's a really interesting conversation coming from a woman who is a mom, a wife. We talk about the interests that she has, how she balances her time of being a software provider in such a big space, but how she makes time for herself and wears her oxygen mask and takes care of herself first so that she can serve her team. And that's not just her team at Hostfully. It's her team as a mom and a wife and a community member. She's very involved in those aspects. So we're all busy. We're all doing all the things, but taking off that busy badge and really taking responsibility for how we spend our time and who we spend it with is also a topic we dig into in today's episode. So let's get to it. Margo, welcome back to the show. We are so excited to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
We were reminiscing. And the last time you were on the show,
well, we had her on during VRMA.
We did.
After party. But the official interview.
VRMA 2024. But we had you on years and years ago. You were episode 70, and it was actually right after I decided that Hostfully was going to be our PMS. And I shared with you, and I was very giddy to talk to you because you are CEO. And if we actually were just talking about our personality types, and if you can imagine, I had spreadsheets and checklists and comparisons, and I decided on Hostfully and that I got to talk to you. And it was a really cool conversation. So we'll link to that in the show notes.
I actually, before we dig in, Margo, I want to compliment you, Sarah, on sticking with a PMS. Because let's just get it out there.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks there is this like one PMS fits all is going to solve all of the problems. So I want to commend you, Sarah, on choosing something, doing your research ahead of time, but just... You've had blinders on of like, no, this is the PMS that I chose and I am going to learn about it. If there's a hiccup, I am going to reach out. I mean, Margo, I've been on so many different trips with Sarah where she's been on like an extra call with someone from Hostfully or customer service. And she's like, no, there's something I need to figure out and I'm going to figure it out. So I want to compliment you, Sarah, on choosing it because we talked to so many hosts and they are jumping ship all the time, choosing another PMS, thinking that it's going to like be this one size fits all and solve all the problems. So I want to lead the conversation with, I don't think there is a one size fits all, but there is a let's make a decision and stick to it and dig in. So kudos to you, Sarah, for just sticking with it, keeping the blinders on. Because we get so many questions about PMS. And she's like, do your research because it is your business, your properties, and you need to choose that. But also kudos to you, Margo, because the team has been amazing in supporting and answering those questions. And, you know, there are going to be issues. There are going to be hiccups. And it's the way that all of us partners go and have solutions and figure it out.
Yeah. And I have to say that, you know, we're in a still evolving industry. So the reality is like everything's changing around us all the time. So in order to have a company that makes a good PMS, like you have to be responsive to like what changes Airbnb and Vrbo and Booking.com are making, what changes are happening in payment processing, what changes are happening with your competitors and with the market. So like we're all running and it's like, can we run in one direction together with our customers? That's kind of what it feels like. And you know, there will be times when like the race gets a little bit crazy and there's like a little more distance, and there will be times when it's closer. And I think like that's the understanding I have now. Even like that's a big change from when I first spoke on this podcast, which is that like there's so much moving, there's so many moving parts all the time. And the other thing I've realized is that the chatter in the industry, so like a lot of the people you're listening to your podcast right now, a lot of the people at conferences, you know, anyone who you're going to hear speak, they're talking a lot about and with those people who are kind of bouncing around a lot. And it's easy to get into like the feature function comparison and, you know, like sort of get into the details. But there's a lot of people who don't switch too, but they just don't talk very much.
Yeah.
I think actually like 80% of the talk is like the 20% that are jumping around.
Okay.
We have a lot of customers with Hostly who've been with us for like 3, 5, 7 years. I mean, and they're just like, yeah, doing really well, really happy. Like, see you guys continuing to progress. Like, and they're quiet though. Like, like every now and then we'll come across one and we're like, oh, great. Tell us how it is. And they're like, yeah, everything's fine. Like, we understand, you know, things are changing and you guys are working hard and you've made so much progress. So it's just that they're not as loud about it.
Well, and I mean this with all the love in the world, but those people, yeah. And I hope I'm in that camp. It's like, I'm getting the work done. I have to focus on making it work for me and not try to find every little problem, not just in the PMS, but with everything else. I really try not to blame things that I can't control. Obviously you can control what software you're using, but it works and it works well. And sometimes you just have to slow down, figure out how to make it work. And obviously we want this to be, this whole episode is going to be about sharing what Hostfully has done for us and what it can do for you. But also we want it to be, there's no one more candid and open and transparent than Margo. And honestly, a lot of the Hostfully team in terms of, you know, if it's not the right software for you, Hostfully isn't going to try to make it, because that's not fun either, working with hosts where it's not a good fit. But what I wanted to say there is, you just have to make it work for you. And the thing I love about Hostfully that I didn't know was going to be a feature that ended up being a feature was how quick I get really good help when I need to figure something out. Yeah. Like I'm talking in a chat. I don't like picking up the phone. I'm a millennial. I'd rather just chat with you and having someone text back to me via that chat within like.
But see, my age group chatting is calling. So you're saying instant chat.
I prefer instant chat.
Okay. See, chatting is picking up the phone for me.
No.
Okay.
Chatting for me is like, okay. And I can send them Loom videos. Or I can send them a screen video of what my problem is, which is even cooler.
Ooh.
And then even if it's 2 a.m, because that's when I do a lot of my like my administrative or hacking work where I try to figure out like whatever. Yeah, they'll get back to me, and it's really great.
Yeah, I mean our support team is amazing. They are. I actually just visited a bunch of them in Vietnam over the holiday. I went there with my family, and then we sort of like added on a day so that I could see the team. And they're so fun and like creative and so smart, and they know the product really well. And like, we do not have anyone on that team who does not really know what they're doing.
You're not lying.
I think that is a complete differentiator with other software companies, honestly.
It's not like push you off until tomorrow when someone who knows the software can get back to you. It's not those annoying emails where they email you telling you they'll get back to you with a solution.
Yeah, or like, oh, we received your request. Thank you.
Yes. No, it is not that. It is real help. And actually, I just recently had someone help me hack something. Like, well, they're like, you know what? I haven't thought about it like this, but if you do this, this could get you done what you needed to get done. I'm like, this is fantastic.
There's a guy on the team. His name is Duk. He's based in Vietnam. He was one of our first hires. Have you?
Oh, yeah. We go way back.
Yeah. So when we first hired him, this was a big risk for Hostfully because we were like, you know, it's offshore and like we don't know these people and we're having to kind of go by recommendations. We did have some referrals in Vietnam, which was great. And I remember I was writing customer support responses at that point. And so Duk got on and he like help someone kind of create like a creative solution. Let's just put it that way, like a problem that they had. And I was like, oh my gosh, this dude's better than me. Like he's so good. And he was so good at just figuring out the solution quickly and thinking about the customer problem. And Doug is now still a leader on that team. And he's really like him. And there's a little cohort of people, Tian and included, who like have basically helped to build out that entire function. And so all the people on that team have that same mentality of like creative problem solvers. I mean, wow. Like if you want to hire people who know how to solve problems, Vietnam is a great place. Like the culture there is all about resourcefulness and like make it work. Our other team is in Argentina. They are similarly, like, they just know how to make it work because their life in those countries is very different from here. You know, they, like, be a lot more resourceful. So they're really amazing to support customers.
They are. They're amazing. They actually know how to help you, because when you need something done, whether it's managing your own property or property management, you don't have time to come back to it later. I really need to figure it out now, because I don't know what sort of, you know, I don't want to say what fire to put out, because that could be a real thing.
Like the next moment.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Or not getting bookings the next moment.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's true too.
Well, let's talk about bookings. We get a lot of questions, Margo. There's a huge push for booking direct. But the people that are asking Sarah and I about this, in reality, they might have one or two properties. But they're stellar properties, and they're amazing, and they have repeat guests. They have this opportunity. How can Hostfully, what do you say to those one to two property owners that give their all? And hopefully, you know, they might want to grow. So they're also thinking about growth. What's your response, your team's response to, do they need a PMS? And then would that help with their direct booking if they're in that spot? That's where a lot, I hear people, they're a little nervous because there could be an increase in the fees with Airbnb if they connect to a PMS, you know, and at listeners, be advised, you may go from 3% to 15%. We like to advise, well, you get to, then you could do direct bookings though and own the traffic, which reduces that. So how would you answer that question? Being the CEO, one of the founders of Hostfully, if a one or two property host came to you, I want to do direct bookings, I'm nervous about the increase, but this is my portfolio. This is where I'm investing.
Well, so when you talk about growth, are you talking about adding more properties, or are you talking about adding more revenue on top of in the properties that they have?
Both. But let's say revenue in the properties that they have. Let's keep them at that, because I want to be honest, some of these people, one or two doors, that might be the extent of what of the growth that they want, but they want to figure out how to maximize profits with those properties.
Well, so you said something really briefly, but I want to make sure that we don't forget about it, which is that direct bookings with repeat visitors, that's the best. That's the best. If that's the gold standard. So if you talk to like companies that have been around for 20, 30 years and they've got amazing profit margins and they've got huge portfolios, like some are getting like up to 80% of repeat bookings.
Wow. Yeah.
So they're not having to pay a dime for those leads, right? They just put them on an email list and they say, hey, it's spring break, it's coming up again. We've upgraded our property. We'd love to have you back. We've upgraded our service level. Here you go.
And
how much does it cost? Like zero marginal.
And
zero.
Peace of mind. This is the one thing I want to share with everybody too, is like the peace of mind from having repeat guests. You know, they know where your property is. They know how to maneuver it. You know how they leave the property.
Yes.
Like the peace of, I say it all the time, peace of mind is priceless. So starting with even each and every reservation, if they were an amazing guest, like you need to be asking them back always.
Yeah. And I mean, and like create the package for them. So like, you know them, right? Like you said, they know, you know how they leave it. Like if they borrowed the surfboards last time they were there, be like, oh, hey, we have a surf package. You know, we're going to give you a discount on it, but we're also going to like give you a surf instructor. Right. Like you can do things to upgrade the service level of the listing if you know the guests better. And so that's just like a huge opportunity, especially on these like high dollar. Like if I was a property manager and I had like two high value properties, that's the kind of stuff that I would be doing to increase my price. Because if you're just going to increase the price of the listing, you will naturally be compared. Even if your experience was amazing last time, right? They're going to go and they're going to be like, oh, is like, should I pay like $3,000 again? Or maybe I could pay like $2,000 because then I can throw in this wine tour, right?
Right.
Like thinking about the overall trip, like pricing wise. But if you basically get them in with a rebooking and then you add on additional service layers that are unique to your property and also unique to what you can provide that guests and for their needs, that's like, that's where you win. Seriously. Like that's it. You know, there will be like other things you could do. Of course, you need to have a direct bookings website. Hostfully has one. A lot of the other PMS companies have one. But actually, like even just beyond the technology, it's really about that mindset of like, I already have the customer in hand. There was an old McKinsey study that said like, you know, getting a new customer is seven times as expensive as keeping an existing customer. Mm-hmm. So the more you can keep an existing customer, the better off you're going to be in terms of your profitability and growth.
I think it's to our detriment as hosts, though, Airbnb does a really good job of masking the fact that you are paying for these leads through Airbnb. But they make it feel like, oh, you throw your listing up online. I think they even tout you can do it in 7 minutes or less. Mm-hmm. And I don't think, especially newer hosts, don't think about how you are paying for that via the host service fees. And so when you talk about the cost of a lead, Margo, I don't know. I think that's some work that hosts need to do as thinking of it as acquiring leads. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even using that word customer versus guest, I think helps us put our business hat on and really understand that that is an important part of remaining profitable or increasing our profits. If we start thinking like that and not just thinking that Airbnb is this free platform for us to use, because it's not.
Well, and it's not painful. Like, it's not like they pay you the full amount.
Correct.
And then it comes out. Like, so let's say we're doing ads, Facebook, Instagram ads, like that has to come out of our account.
Right.
It's not like we sell something. And once we sell something,
then we pay
then
them.
They just take. So that's where I think everyone, we've never even framed it like this before. With each and every reservation, I'm going to challenge you to start a spreadsheet. And I want it to say cost per lead or cost per sale, because that's what you've got. And start to mark that down, every reservation. And I'm telling you, at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, at the end of the year, you're going to see that is your marketing. I mean, that's a marketing budget. That is the investment that you have paid to acquire these guests. And imagine shifting that over A to your bottom line, or what could you do marketing wise with those dollars? And Margo, you said Hostfully has a direct booking, but I think we get this question a lot. How? What does that mean? Like, how does Hostfully have direct booking? Because I don't think a lot of hosts understand that program and how you could help them with the website and help them with direct bookings. That is still because the payment processing it. So give us a little just quick A to Z on how Hostfully could support someone with their direct booking site.
Right. Okay. So a direct booking is basically a booking that's done outside of the bookings channel. So you're not using Airbnb, you're not using Vrbo, you're not using booking.com. And a direct booking is something that can come from a website, which Hostfully does provide. And it's basically like a beautiful way of merchandising and showing your listing. So you have all the things that you would see on Airbnb, like a photo and multiple photos of your property description. There's a calendar that shows availability.
Do you pay extra for that, though? That's what I'm
not paying extra for that. Okay. It comes out of the box.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
For reminding me.
No, because people want to know. Well, I say like a white label, they still don't get it. So it's out of the box. But is it something that me at my computer could set up, or is that something that Hostfully would help with? Because I know hosts are having this question right now, because it sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, it just comes out of the box. So as soon as you start creating properties in Hostfully that have photos, you can create these websites for your listings. If you want to brand it, make it in your colors, use your fonts, you need to use a little bit of CSS. And there's a little bit of, but if you're not a tech person, you probably need to hire somebody to do that. It's very minimal. And it's like a one-time thing that you would need to do, because you need to figure out design and then you'd have to implement it.
Okay.
But in terms of the property pages, like that is just comes like that, like it's just ready to go. But I also want to say that like a direct booking doesn't have to go through that website. I mean, that's where the customer can see the photos and amenities and details. But you also can re-merchandise your properties by sending an email or a text. And it can just go directly to the checkout flow, right? So instead of it being like they get an analysis paralysis by looking at all the different listings and getting overwhelmed, you can say, hey, you stayed here last time and we're giving it to you again. And by the way, there's these additional services, and you can merchandise those additional services in the checkout flow too. So you can have a phone call, you can have a text, you could have a WhatsApp conversation with your guests, and you can say, hey, come back and stay. I noticed that you guys like wanted to hire a private chef for a Friday night dinner. Do you want me to do that for you this time? I can actually arrange it for you, and you can add those services on in the checkout flow. So there's a direct booking is just something that's done, like we said, outside of those booking channels. You would still use a payment processor. So we most customers use Stripe. We also have Vacation Rent Payment and PayPal. But you would basically hook up a payment processor, and then you would set up your own account with them, and then you would be collecting the money from that service.
And baby step this, everyone. I know everyone listening right now has had a friend, a family member, a repeat guest, that is just like, hey, I want to come back and stay. I know they've texted you. Like, where should I stay? Can I stay again? So again, don't count yourself out for direct bookings. Again, even if it's just friends, family, acquaintance, past guest, you could send them that link and get that going. And we can share, Sarah and I, like, Stripe is so easy to set up. They have never let us down. Again, they have great customer support too. And they are gold standard also. Like, if anybody sees a Stripe payment come through, they are not questioning it at all. And also PayPal. So many of your guests, again, friends, family, they probably have PayPal. So I just want to bring this down to where we do need to take ownership as business owners. And I think that's what Sarah and I's mission is right now, Margo. We haven't really shared this with you, but there are so many hosts, I'm going to say it, playing business. And it's like, you have potentially some of them quarter of a million, $1 million plus in real estate. And they're treating this like a side hustle or a hobby. And it's like, no, this is such a large part of your portfolio. You're leaving so much money on the table. The numbers are important and they need to become that CEO of their property. And what it's allowing.
Yeah. I want to go back though to the make the list and track the cost per conversion, because that is exactly what you should be doing. And then the next stage after that is look and see which of the conversion methods that you are using are most efficient. Put a dollar, even if you can just estimate it, right? It's really hard actually to figure out the exact amount of money that you're spending on each one. But you can kind of give a ballpark, right? And so, like, what being a good business leader is all about is, like, using data and looking at it and analyzing it and making a decision. And so if you can, like, shift, let's say this year you're getting no direct bookings, right? And next year, and you're like, okay, well, I want to be, you're like kind of level one. I want to be opportunistic. I want to accept direct bookings when I can. Can you shift 5% of your bookings next year to direct bookings? And then you can look at, oh, I spent on my marketing budget, I spent, you know, I don't know, $10,000, whatever it is, $50,000 to get 90% of my bookings. And you can do an ROI analysis and you can say, and these ones I actually didn't have to spend anything on. So what was the ROI on those bookings? And then what you're trying to do is, like, figure out, like, can you scale that method? Can you figure out ways to repeat that method more? Maybe it's like word of mouth with your friends and family. You could implement referral methods. Maybe it's talking to local businesses or getting referrals from, like, kind of non-traditional sources, right? Like, about where to stay. Maybe there's a spa nearby and you can hook up with them. Or maybe there's a ski resort that has, like, overflow, you know, reservations, and they don't know where to send people when they don't have any open rooms available, right? Like, there's
smart,
creative ways to be like, hey, could I be the first there? And the reason why I'm saying this is because the most successful businesses have been very interesting. Like, there are companies that are built all around traveling nurses, for example. And you know why they've been successful? Because they go to the hospital and they say, hey, we have all this inventory and we want to support you in this program. Is there a way that we could set up a relationship where you're going to be just like, we'll help, you know, share with availability with you so that you can get last minute reservations, which you can't get anywhere else. But, you know, we'll also give it to you at a discounted rate so that we can maximize our occupancy. There's business like that. There's businesses like, Booknola in New Orleans that are just like layering on services in a really, really creative way. Like, they basically have figured out how to make that personalized experience service level for their customers. So many creative ways for people to, like you said, not play business, but really do business, like really practice business, which is to make really good decisions.
I think we forget.
I love that. Yeah, I love it.
We forget that on the other side of small businesses or in hospitals, that they're just humans like us also trying to do business, you know, and so we discount the getting your feet on the ground and actually building relationships with our community, but it does work. And the what can happen out of that, whether it's bookings or any other partnership or connection to a vendor or another human being that could change your business, that's where the magic happens too, of like actually getting out there and
asking for the sale. Right. It's like, yeah, you're trying to get, you know, again, sales here. Like, you might go like cold call 10 folks and maybe only one books, but that's okay. That's the ratio. That sounds about right. You mentioned something I know is also, so right after booking direct, Margo, the next hottest thing in the industry right now is, we'll talk AI, but let's pause. Midterm rentals, because you mentioned it with nurses. How does Hostfully, if someone's interested in midterm renting, if that's part of their portfolio, can Hostfully help with midterm rental reservations? How are you adjusting to kind of the rise of midterm rentals?
Yeah, so there's a couple like really important things that need to happen in software to be able to accommodate midterm rentals. First is just extending the rental period and like allowing for like multiple cleanings and you know what I mean? Things where like the, like if you have a guest stay for longer than a week, you probably want to have more than one cleaning, right? So like being able to manage that. Also things like some of the stuff around devices is important too. Like, you know, having like the tracking, like your electricity usage and your lockbox codes and all that kind of stuff. So there's that stuff. The final thing though is around billing. So you do need to, like, if you're going to move to a midterm rental situation where you're going for more than 1 month, you probably want to bill them like maybe every 2 weeks or every month. It depends on how you want to run your business. So those are changes that we are working on at Hostfully. We have some of them done and some of them not. I don't like to, like, on these podcasts, I don't like to like mark it in time. So like I would invite people to talk to us because we are thinking about ways that we can accommodate that. One thing that Hostfully has been working on recently, though, which is kind of adjacent to midterm rentals, is a multi-unit. So this is the ability, if you have some sort of inventory and you want to be able to swap guests in and out of rooms, like if you had a small boutique hotel, or if you even have kind of a homogenous set of vacation rentals and you want to be able to, like, you know, move two families next to each other and then, you know, that wanted to be located near each other. Hostfully is working. We've launched several features on that this year. So, yeah, midterm rentals is important, and the reason why is because, I mean, accommodations and real estate, it's like all sort of like melding together, right? So before it was like there's hotel inventory and then there's vacation rental inventory, and before it was like there's corporate rentals and there's midterm rentals and there's short term rentals. Now it's like, well, if you hold an asset, you just want to make money, right? I mean, the highest revenue you're going to get is short-term rentals, because you can probably get people in and out the door more quickly and actually make more per night. But if you want to have less risk, a little less maintenance, you want to do like a little less legwork, like managing all of those turnovers, you might go to a more midterm cycle. And what we're realizing is that people want that flexibility to kind of change, also depending on seasonality, the profile of their renters, and we need to be able to accommodate that. Yeah. So that is going as an industry. It's pretty interesting.
I can tell listeners that I manage midterm rentals and I use Hostfully. So there are ways, I've created my own little system. So there are ways to do it. And I'll get excited.
We'll have to have a special webinar for you and just like your hacks.
Yeah. Yeah. You just make it work. I'm not going to let that stop me from introducing a new way to not only make money for myself, but I manage for other people. So I need to make sure that I am optimizing their properties to make them the most money too. So it can be done. I just want to let everyone know that. Anytime Hostfully comes out with a new feature that makes my system easier, it's a win at that point. But there are definitely ways to make it work.
Also, it is a priority this year for Hostfully, just to be clear. Like, it's on our roadmap as a strong priority, midterm rentals. I just don't like to, like...
No, for sure.
And the people be like, wait a second. But I think, actually, I would love to do, like, a special midterm rental session. So we should follow up on that.
Yeah.
And is Furnish Finder actually integrate with anything right now? Are they just out there on their own?
That's a Margo question. Right. I don't know the answer to that.
You know, I don't think so. I hear about them over and over again because people use them in San Francisco.
Right. They use them here too. So I'm just wondering. I don't think they're integrated.
Once I get a lead on Furnish Finder, I then just integrate them into my Hostfully's database.
That'll be part of the workshop webinar where you can explain that, because that is a little, that's where when we're for all the listeners out there interested in midterm, and you know, Furnish Finder is a great way for those leads. There is some I don't want to call it clunky, but there's, you have to have your own checklist of what you do with those leads.
Honestly, as you get direct booking inquiries come in through your email or text anyway, so that's where Furnish Finder leads come from. So you know what I mean, just like Google, the same thing. Like it doesn't have to feel or be clunky if you just create.
It's part of the process for sure.
And you can use like Zapier or whatever, even if you wanted to create like a little workflow that like makes holds a reservation on the calendar. You could actually do that.
Right.
You know, like you could automate it if you wanted to. Also, I think with midterm rentals, you're not getting as many leads because it's midterm rentals. So
correct.
It's...
Also, I'm going to get my soapbox just for 3 seconds. And everyone touting that midterm rentals is this like easy button way out of operations. out of time. Everyone, they're lying to you because releasing a property takes time because there are in many states, I think all states, they become tenants. And so there's work
we forgot
you have to do.
Talk about the lease. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sorry. That's actually one of the features we're building, which is we build it and have like a leasing agreement. And then it's a pain in the butt because you have to renew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't, it's not like a long-term rental where it's like month to month until they stop. Like you actually need to re-up the agreement.
Well, many of these nurses or these contractors, they give you an end date, but then their company tells them, oh, we need you for 3 more weeks.
Yeah, it's very fluid.
Yeah.
So then you have to do extension addenda. It's like and then knowing when they're actually going to move out. So when you can get someone new in there, it is a game of chess. So I do want to say that I do love the strategy, but I love doing, like you said, Mark, I like doing both.
And it takes the algorithm, let's say with the OTAs, to get back.
Yes.
Get back in the game because your calendar's been blocked for so long. So also, hosts, don't think that you're just going to flip the script or the switch from midterm to short term and you're going to be blazing up with the reservations. Because again, they take some time again because you've been out of the game when your calendar's open.
And a lot of places like here, there's regulatory stuff that's really different between the two. So like... Mm-hmm. If like, let's say you have a guest, like that's a perfect example. Oh, I'm going to extend for 3 weeks. You're like, okay, great. I need to like redraft the lease. I need to change the date on it. We have to all re-sign it. Then I need to like go back to the city and make sure that my permit is okay to like allow for this change to go to short-term rentals.
Yeah, that's true.
Whole other thing. So it just, it's sorry.
It's not scary.
It is what it is.
There are people out there that think like midterm is like this. Oh, short terms are hard. Midterms are easy. And it's like, we all have our challenges. It's all work. It's choose your hard and it's fine. But Margo, I do want to point something out and correct me if I'm wrong, but a host who has one property, they can use Hostfully, right? Or does Hostfully have property minimums?
No. One property is good. We have a good amount of customers using one property. I think that the one thing I would say is if like you have a property and it's like a low dollar, low reservation dollar, it's going to be sometimes it's hard with the PMSs to like make the ROI work, you know, because like you will have to pay for software and you will have to pay to configure it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not pay, but time. Right.
Invest. So, yeah.
Yeah. You have to invest. And so like just to be like completely upfront, if your property is like a higher dollar single value, no question. You'll be like, yes, this is totally worth it. But if you're like, if it's like $50, $60 a night, like it's going to be justified. The cost of a PMS, you can, and I think you will still maximize your reservations. I think at the end of the day, the ROI is there, but you might be like, oh my gosh, I'm investing a lot of time for like this one property, you know?
No, that's fair. That's transparent. And that's real, you know, adding software to anything. Okay. And you don't want to get the software and then not use it, which we see also hosts doing. And it's kind of like, you have to give yourself, they think that they sign up, they pay for it, and then it's going to be implemented. And it's very much like a team member. You know, you have to take time to, you're not training the software, but you have to understand how to use it and how to really optimize it. And that does take more time than hosts give themselves.
Yes. Yeah. You have to invest time in the setup. Yeah. I think I've said this before, maybe even on your show, but like, that's why we have a fee. I mean, we have a fee. So there's a little bit of money that we make, but it's really not, it actually doesn't translate to that at all. The fee that we charge is more about the gesture. Like we want people to be like, oh, I have to spend time doing this. Right. And you're talking to like one of the worst offenders of this dynamic. Cause like when I sign up for SaaS tools, I'm like, come on, like I gave you all my data. It should just work. And then like the poor onboarding rep is like, Margo, we haven't finished this. I haven't finished this. And then I have to go back and do it. So like, I completely understand the frustration and like desire to have it go really quickly. But you do invest the time and you have to get into the details. And that's really, really important.
I say the transformation is in the transaction. When you give something that you earned hard, you worked hard for, like cold hard cash, in exchange for that onboarding, I agree with you. You then make a priority to show up, to pay attention, maybe give yourself some time afterwards to implement. That's like human psychology there. If you get it for free, you don't value it and you tend to just either not show up, not pay attention, multitask.
Yeah. Can I share something really funny with you about this dynamic, especially if people are thinking about buying a PMS or whatever? So during COVID, we had like a ton of signups and a lot of those customers were extremely successful because they had time to set it up. Yeah. And so like, think about your seasonality, think about like your high times and low times, and, or just resource it, right? Like bring on an assistant so that you don't have the assistant set it up, but bring on an assistant to do things so that you can set it up. Like do things to help create that space and time, because it is all about that investment. And if you can invest in it, you're going to be in such better shape. It's just, it's like short-term pain, long-term gain.
I mean, ooh, I like that. Margo, yeah. Can you shed some light though? You are, ooh, give our listeners, and I, this is a selfish ask also. You are CEO, you are have a family, mom of three, you know, growing company. I know that you've done a lot of VC funding. Like, how do you make time? What's your, like, kind of, if we would like your wisdom on how do you prioritize, and I'm not even going to say get it all done, because I'm sure you don't get it all done every day, but how do you prioritize? Because I know there's so many hosts out there that they're just trying to figure that out. There's not enough time in the day, and I'm sure it's the same for you. What works for you to make sure you have that balance and making sure priorities are getting taken care of?
Well, I have these kind of like mental frameworks that I use to run my life. And the first is that, I was just talking to my nanny about this morning. The first one is that like there's not a lot of new ideas in the world. Like a lot of the ideas have been had, okay? So it's all about how we can do them, right? Make them happen. And in order to make things happen, you have to have a team. And so like your team, you need to treat your team like they are just as important as you. And so your team is, the two of you are on a team. You're on my team, by the way, thank you. But like, you know, everybody on your team, you should be like really thinking about and putting a lot of energy into. So for me, the team is like our nanny, my husband, the kids' teachers, like my team at Hostfully, of course, my co-founders, my CFO, our head of employee experience. I work with her a lot and we work on team. So it's just like really investing in your team and making sure that you understand them, you understand what their goals are, why they're doing it with you, what their purpose is, like how can you help them make that happen? So I think like team, that's one really important framework. The second one is a little bit like controversial with that one, which is that you have to put yourself first. So it's like, you know, if you're on the airplane, they always say put your oxygen mask on first before others. I actually like repeat that to myself all the time. If I'm not in a good space and I'm not able to be present, make decisions, be calm, you know, like really like even just be self-aware, like if I'm having an off day, if I'm feeling emotional or I'm feeling angry or frustrated, like I need to be aware of that before I can actually operate in a good way. So these are like kind of deep. This, you can go real deep on all these things. You got to figure out who you are, what makes you tick, and how to take care of yourself. And I was just talking to my sister about this the other day, like you got to feel like you're either on your center or like, you know, where you are, how you're off of it, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes like that's just as powerful. I'll just be honest. Like, I think sometimes there's this misconception about me that like, I'm always like on, which is totally not true. Like I've definitely felt off my center many, many times, all the time. But even just saying like, oh, I feel a little bit off, like either I feel physically not very well, or I'm like kind of irritated about something, or I'm frustrated, or I'm sad, right? Like those are all things that it's important to be able to acknowledge. So I think just being open with yourself about that, it actually like helps the team work with you too. Cause then you can say, hey, I'm just having an emotional day, or like I'm feeling kind of off, or like I'm really struggling with this, and people are happy to help, right? Mm-hmm. That they're always happy to help.
Absolutely.
So those two really important things. And then I think like with the like, how do you kind of get a lot done? I think it's just like lean into what makes you really great. And like, for me, it's being creative and it's kind of facilitating things. Like that's what my superpower is. And so I do a lot of things actually outside of work that help me feel really creative. Like I design things and I'm in a singing group and I'm in a bunch of nonprofit boards where I get to work really creatively with how those teams work. And so like filling up my life with like things that make me really happy and feel really activated, it helps. Like it helps when like if work's going great and then like stuff outside of that is not something so great, it will help carry you forward. If work's not going so great, but other things are going great, like that helps you move forward. So I just feel for me personally, it's like rounding out this like circle of like mm-hmm. things that can bring me a lot of joy. So that's it. It's just like team, put yourself first and find things that make you happy.
Salt.
No. How do you not? Because I just don't see you doing this, Margo. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I don't see you saying to someone, oh, I can't, I'm busy. I feel like you're just well organized with your time.
Yeah.
But I do. People wear busy with a badge of honor. So what do you have to say on that topic? I was doing
I do say no all the time, actually.
You say no, not I'm busy. You say no. And so what is like, is there?
Busy, whatever. That's my, I feel like busy is just, I mean, sometimes I'll just say, no, I'm not available.
Sure.
I have a, like, I actually don't, I try never to apologize. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. I mean, unless I really mess up and then I will definitely apologize. Right. But I also run my life by my calendar. Like if it's not on the calendar, it's probably not happening. And that even goes for creative stuff. So if I like want to take a voice lesson, it's on my calendar.
Right.
If I want to like go to dinner with a friend, it's on the calendar. If I like everything is on the calendar. So for me, then it makes it easier for me to be like, oh, sorry, booked. Oh, I said, apologize. No.
Right.
I'll say, I actually do say sorry. That's, but I'll say, yeah, I have a conflict or something like that. I say no to things. I don't say no to a lot of things, but I also tend to sort of duck when things are coming that I'm like, not for me, or I'll get ahead of it and I'll say, hey, like, I think this is not the right fit for me right now.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah. Or this is not my priority. And yeah. I'll say that.
Love, because Sarah and I mean, we have a membership. We're with hosts all the time. And like, I think that the calendaring and like the time study, like there are hosts that like literally like they've put so much on their plate. It is impossible to do it. And when you ask them, when I just asked somebody last week, I'm like, okay, you just gave me this list of things. Now I want you to actually calendar it. You are not going to get that done in the next 3 days. Like it's not. So I'm glad you have this list, but now we need to go to the calendar. And if it can't fit on the calendar, like, yeah, for me too. Like if it's not on the calendar, it's not getting done. So that's the other thing I heed caution for everybody is like, I think that's why everyone feels so busy or a mess or never getting ahead because they put way too much and they're literally, it will not fit on your calendar. And that is a red flag that either you need to hire someone, like increase your team member count and or say no. So that team, I think I like that team exercise because hosts, your cleaner is on your team, your maintenance, anybody that does maintenance for you is on your team. So if you're counting yourself out thinking you don't have a team, you absolutely do. You even heard Margaret say her husband's on her team. The teachers are on her team. So I also encourage you to make a list of like, who is on your team? Are they pulling their weight or is there something else you could maybe have them help you with? They say they're on their team, but are there a few things that you could give them? And if you have to give them to them, maybe compensate them. Maybe your cleaner does want a little bit more work or your maintenance team wants to do some more things. You just haven't offered or asked them to help you.
And also, so yeah, team, to totally agree. Cleaner, my cleaner, house cleaner is on my team. We have a contractor who I would consider to be on my team who like does random projects. I mean, do I use him all the time? No, but I treat him like a team member. So actually this month he came to me and he's like, hey, I have a surgery coming up and I have this like weird like 2 to 3 week gap. Do you have any projects? And I was like, we kind of have this project. And he's like, I'll give you a great deal on it because I want to fill the time. So it's like a win-win for everybody, right?
Yeah. Because,
great, I'm getting a really good price on this thing. He's like thrilled because he's going to fill the time with like a little project that he couldn't have otherwise done. I mean, he brought us a cake in January because he was like, I look back at the year and you guys gave me business when I needed it. And I'm just so grateful to have you as a customer. Like that's the kind of relationship you should be having with your team where it is really win-win, right?
Right.
I mean, and if you keep those communication channels open and you're looking out for each other, of course you're going to have to say no, or I'm going to have to say that's too expensive. And he's going to have to say, no, I can't do it because I have another project sometimes. But if there's an opportunity, then it will happen. And I think that's kind of our going in at Hostfully as well. Like with our customers, it's like, if there's an opportunity to work together, we'll do it. And if it doesn't make sense, we won't. It's just good business practice, honestly. I mean, that's what we're looking for here. So it makes life so much better.
Yeah.
Too.
Well, I think this is a good, because I want to make sure we get to this part too, Margo, is the Hostfully customers are part of your team. I know that because I'm a part of a roundtable where I get to share, hey, I think these things should be focused on. I know that Hostfully asks us all the time for what things would we like to have. Every time I wrap up a customer service conversation with your team, they ask, hey, you should suggest this in the suggestion portal. Yeah. Right. So with that being said, and since your customers are a part of your team, what is on the horizon, the near horizon for Hostfully in terms of other than the midterm rental stuff, in terms of making the software better for hosts today?
Yeah. So this year is all about like usability and performance for us. And we're really focused on upgrading a lot of the main pages that our hosts use. I'm sure you've seen this in the past year, right?
Yeah. I love the dashboard page. It's like my favorite.
Yeah. The dashboard, the calendar, we're going to be updating like property settings. And so it's a really big year for us actually of just like updating those really like kind of workhorse pages that hosts are all the time. So we want to make sure that we're doing a really good job with that. We also, of course, like continue to invest in our channel partner relationships with Airbnb and Booking and Vrbo. That's a lot of work, but it's really important because if you're not getting bookings and you're not opening your listing up to getting those bookings, like you don't have a business. And so that's a really big priority for us. A third area, of course, is AI, some of those new like fancy features. For those of you who haven't seen this in Hostfully or other products, you can basically set up like autoresponders now in your inbox so that you can, the PMS will basically suggest replies for inquiries or, messages that should be sent to the guests. And I had a property manager at VRMA actually demo this to me, which was like a first as a CEO. It's like the best moment, one of the best moments. Where he was like, this has saved me like 3 to 4 hours a day of responding to inquiries, because he was showing me like what the AI was suggesting. And it was so right on. It was getting his tone and it was getting the content from past conversations, and it worked really well. So there's like some really cool stuff around that. We also are launching Hostfully devices, which lets property managers hook up devices in a more integrated way for their business. So that's like lock boxes and, any other device that you have in your home, the noise aware, you know, the listening devices that you can, any HVAC kind of stuff like Nest thermostats.
Oh, cool.
Oh yeah, that's coming. There's a lot of stuff coming this year, but I think like we really want to stay close to what our hosts want. And so continuing to get the feedback is really important. And, you know, it's in this industry, it's the big stuff. And it's also the little stuff.
Right.
So making sure that we, you know, do a good job at making the products really easy to use. We're investing a lot in our mobile app.
Cool.
I think I'm in 13 languages now on that. So if you have a guest that's from another country and you think that, you know, using a different language will be more helpful for them, you can make that happen with our messaging too. So anyway, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
So much. Good. Before we wrap up though, Margo, I think you wanted to turn the questions to us.
Oh,
did you have a few questions for us? I want to make sure we get those in.
Okay. So thanks for coming to my podcast. I was just wanted to do some reflection. I mean, it's been, you said you're on episode 430 something, right? This one. No. Mm-hmm. And we talked last time in episode 70. So I was in the double digits count and now you're in the triple. Mm-hmm. Well into the triple. So what has changed for you in terms of how you think about this industry and where you think it's going? Like some big takeaways, hot takes.
This is not a suck up, but one thing that hasn't changed is my PMS, which leaves me room to, I've just gotten deeper into it, Margo. So I've decided, when I met Annette and when you were one of our first, you know, first 70 guests on this podcast, I was definitely in a place of exploration in terms of what was next in life for me. I left New York. I was a performer there. And I knew I wanted to do something with houses. I've always loved homes. So, I mean, I tried interior design, staging, home organizing, and that all played into welcoming guests into our New York City property. And so I've just gone all in terms of it's all I do. It's all I talk about. Not all, but professionally. Annette and I bought a lot of land an hour south of us, and we're going to explore the world of glamping, which is very different than our metro setting. That's me.
And I think we're just still, the mission has been amplified because people, they're still like Airbnb, I'll say it, still gets like, I'm just gonna like a bad name, like it's parties or, you know, or is there's no consistency. So that is like made our mission even more heightened of like, no, this is like vacation rentals whether you call it a vacation rental, an Airbnb, a short-term rental, we've been so laser focused on up-leveling this industry, and especially independent hosts still. So we want independent hosts to be able to play with the larger vacation rental management companies because they can do it better. They know it. Their hands are on their property, their eyes are on their property, and they are better. And we want them to be earning. There are so many hosts, Margo, under earning. And that's our mission too, of like using tools like a PMS, like a dynamic pricing software, so they understand that you are undervaluing the experience that you're giving to guests. And so we want to make sure that they're getting their fair share of the market with each and every guest. So I think that's where like we're trying to get these homeowners to again, like stop playing business. Like, how can we get them to understand the cost per lead? How can we get them the cost per reservation and like really demand that the revenue that they should be earning?
So in your own journey though, of like expanding your business and getting really focused, by the way, I completely agree with what you're saying. What has been the thing that has surprisingly brought you the most joy and surprisingly brought you the most challenge in this process?
Margot, since episode 70, our membership has grown. And so that's working with hosts and their business. I didn't know how much I would love, like I love training cleaners. I love reorganizing a supply closet so it's efficient and organized. And so I get to do that on like when we get to dig into the businesses of these hosts, I am living my best life. Like right now I'm working like in a real estate office with a team, and I'm able to have a bird's eye view on their P&L, on their team, on their handbook, on like their efficiencies. I forget what that show was called. It was on Netflix during COVID, where it was McDonald's and how Ray McCord, what is it? Ray?
Oh, Founder. It was called Founder.
Founders. Remember, he was on the ladder looking at the efficiency of the team to see like how
McDonald's kitchen ran.
Yes. That's what I love doing. And I'm getting to do more of that. And it's amazing.
So you're like an operational efficiency nut. Like
I guess so. I love it so much.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I think the thing that's been the hardest, is finding out that boring is cool. And like just doing the basic stuff day after day is where you're really going to see the biggest rewards. Yeah. Because I can say probably for the last 45 years, I've been jumping. Oh, like shiny object. And it's like, boring is so cool. Like saying that we're on episode 430, like that blows my mind. And that's also where the joy comes in of like being consistent, like to be able to say, consistency is cool. Like I never thought I'd be able to like saying these number, I find joy in that of being able to say we've got this many episodes in. Like I would have never thought that the consistency part would have brought the joy that it is bringing now. Mm-hmm. So just being consistent, not only for ourselves, but our listeners, because it takes that long for people to even like recognize what you're doing. So that has brought, I would never thought I would say consistency has been bringing me probably the most joy because I like to jump around.
Well, we're so lucky to have you two sharing the good word history, because seriously, consistency and finding joy in operational efficiency is really what hospitality is all about. Because hospitality is this really interesting thing about setting an expectation and then delivering on that expectation for a customer who has a lot of anxiety. I mean, even people who love to travel, we're anxious, right? Even if you love to I love adventure. I'm like the first person. I will go do anything, okay? But like it is an anxiety-producing activity to travel somewhere new, stay in a new bed, sleep in a room you've never slept in before. Those are all really hard things to do. And consistency and operational excellence is what's going to make that really a great experience. So like totally amazing. And I also just wanted to say thank you to you two, because I feel like whenever I talk to you, you inspire me to like bring my A game. And I really appreciate that. I think it's important to have people in the industry that are doing that. And I think also you're right that like there are many hosts that sort of like don't see themselves as being so great. And I'm like, wait a second, you're doing so much, you know,
so like
you're delivering amazing service. So that keeps me going, honestly, like for Hostfully is like we get to help enable people to do that. And, you know, if I really think about what I'm doing with my life, like that's really the mission. But anyway, okay, so I don't have any other great questions.
No, those were good.
That was great.
Those were good. Okay.
And I will say, like, the PMS, the property management software, is the heartbeat of your business. And so it has to work for you. But you also have to know how to work for it. And I love that Hostfully is just on that mission with us to be able to figure it out. Even if it's not a feature that is, I mean, I can't tell you how many times your team has said, it doesn't do exactly that way, but here's how we can get that done. And that, I think, is something really special. And that's what I would like to do for my guests. That's what I would like to do for my cleaning team. That is what I would like to do for my business partner. That's what I'd like to do for the hosts out there who ask us questions. It's like, how can we, it's like, you know, yes is the answer. What is the question? And just figure it out. So, Margot, thank you so much. Is there anything else you want to share about what you're working on or Hostfully before we sign off?
No, thank you so much for having me. I hope we can chat again, hopefully in less than like 400 episodes, but maybe in like 100 or
there we go.
One at a pretty good clip. So I'm not sure I could do like, you know, a 20 or something like that.
We'll have to do like a midterm rental check-in.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know when you're ready for that.
For sure.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
That would be fun.
So wonderful talking to you again and seeing you. It's been great.
Likewise. All right. Sarah. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.